Do you like how we changed the promo a little bit, Rob? Welcome to Combox. Sorry. Rob's just seen when Stars Play made an ad, and they might have forgotten to mention me, so I just popped myself into their promo a little bit. We're going to talk about a game of cricket. Who played? Chennai Super Kings went up against the Sunrisers. It was a, I don't know if it was a must win for CSK, but it was definitely a must win, and it was a pretty damn sure needed to win for Sunrisers as well. In the end, Chennai made 180 for 7, and Sunrisers chased it down with one over to go and 5 wickets in hand. It was a kind of a weird pitch where there was low bounce and it was a bit grippy. And realistically, I think Chennai worked themselves into a position to win this game, Rob, and then just did not win this game.
Yeah, they've only got themselves to blame. They're now dead, really. They need lots and lots of help from the universe to qualify.
Yeah, they don't have their future in their own hands, do they? That's the most important thing from here.
Their net run rate is dreadful, and that's entirely their own fault. And if you wind it back and look at the podcast we did after the games, there were 2 chases where they were chasing really, really easily, and they just netted instead of trying to finish the game quickly. Ostensibly to get people like Gaikwad into form, and Kartik Sharma, who looked absolutely great in one of those when he was knocking it around for a runner ball. And then when the game really matters, when they really definitely have to win, Gaikwad comes out and stinks the place out for 15 off 21, one of the worst innings of the entire tournament. And when they did get the 180, with the amount the pitch was doing, if they saw the back of Travishek early enough, they could have easily defended had everyone fielded well. And Abhishek hated the pitch, hated playing cricket today, and he got 26 off 21 and was quite lucky to get that many. Head was really lucky to get his 6 off 6. And you think, right, all you got to do now is field properly and you'll be fine. And they fielded abominably. Everyone dropped everything. Everyone misfielded everything. Everyone overthrew everything. And they lost. Bye-bye.
They lost with was it the second last over or the third last over? There was a 3 as well where they allowed it was almost a catch, but wasn't particularly the best effort. And then on top of that, there was an overthrow as well. They were a little bit sloppy in the field, but also just tactically, they were a little bit all over shop. I mean, we finished this game with the situation where their 2 best bowlers are Akhil Hussain and Spencer Johnson, and one of them wasn't going to bowl out.
Well, neither of them bowled out. The game finished. They lost the game in 19 overs. Akhil, 3 overs, turning it a long way by the end of his spell. 3 overs, 1 for 21, so he's not allowed to bowl his 4th. Chowdhury bowled out. That's no problem. He got a couple of wickets. He was fine. Spencer Johnson bowled really, really well. And sure, his numbers say he didn't get any wickets, but he was the biggest wicket threat of all the pacers. Like, he was beating the bat and finding the edge regularly at the start. He only went for 8.5 and over anyway, which would have been fine when they needed 9 and over. And they just kept throwing it back to Cambodge, and he was getting whacked. And all the fielders were hopeless. But it's sometimes teams get knocked out through other teams playing brilliantly well, or you know, bad luck and all that. And Chennai can blame bad luck on the amount of injuries they've had this season. But they still should have qualified, Jared, for the finals of this IPL. They had their chances, and today they just collectively chucked a bad one in. And no bat really stood up. Brevis was okay for his 44, but no one got 50. No one went on. Jubei chewed loads of balls. They could have got more with the bat, and they didn't. And then they were ahead in the chase, comfortably ahead, when Klassen hit the ball straight to Spencer Johnson, who caught the ball and then threw it on the floor, and then they lost.
Yeah, there's so many things to mention. I mean, we don't know if it's the end of their season yet, but you look at this. Gaikwad made 15 off 21. We have that as a negative 16 on impact of the game. When he went out, he had a strike rate of 71. The rest of the team was striking at 166. So he was a runner ball behind the rest of the team. You know, that Sampson didn't come off, Ervil didn't come off, but Gaikwad was in for 21 balls, and you just can't have a player score at a strike rate of 71. And we've seen this pretty much all year with Gaikwad and with Rahane, where it's not that they can't occasionally make runs. It's on the days when they get in and nothing happens for just long periods of time. It was such a torturous innings.
Because I think Gaikwad wants to be in his shell anyway. That's kind of how he sets up. But if the other guy starts whacking it, you watch, Gaikwad drops down from second gear, if we're being generous, right back into first, where he's just blocking and leaving. And Sanju was hoofing it, right? Sanju was hitting every ball for 4 at one point, and he got strike rate 200. He got 27 off what was it, 27 or 13 he was out for. And Geico went, well, fine, I'll just do nothing. And then Ervil came in and does what Ervil always does, and he went 6-6. And Geico went, right, Ervil's whacking everywhere, I'll just do nothing. And then Ervil got out, and Kartik Sharma came in, and he hit a couple of sixes, and Geico went, well, now I'm doing mega nothing. He wasn't even in first gear, Jared. He hadn't even started the car. And when he got out, 15 off 21. Do you know how long he batted for?
7 years.
65 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, 65 minutes for 15 runs in a must-win game, and you're the captain.
So we come to this point with CSK, and we'll move on to Sunrisers in a moment. But we come to this point in CSK where you say they should have made it through to the playoffs, but they really haven't beaten a team better than them this year. Haven't beaten a team above them currently in the table. I think that's right. You know, they're in a situation where they're a young team. They've had lots of injuries and everything else. You and I can have lots of thoughts about their net run rate and why they didn't push in certain places. But again, it looked like there's something missing with this side when they actually need it. And we've seen it almost all year.
I have traveled the cricketing world. And so I've collected two things, the phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny SIMs and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
Yeah, so they had a really important game against LSG the second time, and they got walloped by LSG in the second game, having beat them in the first one. But they should have won today. They should have defended that if they'd have fielded properly, and they should have chased those two where they won easily. They should have chased them quicker. And had they done that, never mind them not being very good and then not beating other teams, had they beaten the team that was in front of them today and chased those two properly, they would now be sat on 14 points in fourth with a decent enough net run rate that would be better than Punjabs and better than Rajasthans. And instead, they're now negative net run rate and they're sixth. And that's their fault. It's their own fault. I mean, there's a team that has just lost six games in a row have got more points than them.
Yeah, no, exactly. Sunrisers, though, they moved to 16 points from their 13 games. They've got a good net run rate. It wasn't particularly helped today. Their form has been up and down after that great section in the middle of the year. I thought this was a pitch that really favoured their bowling. It was a slower ball pitch with inconsistent bounce. Malinga, Cummins, and Hussein, all of them were very, very favourable on this kind of a surface. But this wasn't like a great Sunrisers game. Heinrich Klaassen aside, Ishan Kishan, his numbers look great, but if you watched it visually, he was running outside off stump trying to hoik things to the leg side. Realistically, their bowling, I thought, was very well suited to this, but their batting made up a lot of hard work in this particular game.
Yeah, so they dropped Klaassen when he was on 19 not out, right? So that was really bad. But Kishan was on 32 or 34, I think, when Noor had a really easy run out of him. I think the bowler was Kamboj. And Kishan was halfway down the pitch and he'd given up. Yeah. So Noor either had to hit or throw the ball to the backing up bowler. And even though Kamboj sort of backed up, he didn't stand anywhere near the stumps. So he ran back, but not next to the stump. So Noor had to have a go. And spoiler alert, everybody, Noor's rubbish at fielding. So don't make him try and get a direct hit to get your main man out. So they could have got Klaassen out for the perfect time when he's on 19. It's almost better than getting him out on Noor, getting Klaassen out for 19. And then they could have got Kishan out when he was on 30-odd and watch everybody else how difficult it was to come in and bang on that pitch. It was really hard. They probably would have won if they did those two bits of fielding that they should have done. And off you go, Chennai.
I've got a fun one for you. Just looking at the fourth place position at the moment. So Sunrisers basically have gone to third. They got the win here. That's all they needed to do. As we said, Chennai played a big role in it as well, but they've got the points. The fourth place position, Rob, the fourth team at the moment has lost six in a row. The fifth team has lost three in a row. And the sixth team has lost two in a row. I would argue, and I think I have quite strenuously, that KKR might be the best, most informed team who's not in the top two spots at the moment.
Well, if they win their next game,
which is Mumbai,
they need a Finn Allen special. They need to batter them.
Yeah.
They could be where Punjab are, right? If they batter Mumbai, they're fourth. If they batter them, they're going to have to really hammer them. But
yeah,
it's now better to be KKR than it is to be Chennai. And that's nuts from where this season was a week ago. It's absolutely crazy.
Definitely. That is us done. We just got a quick super chat come in from Gautam, who says, if Rajasthan drop just one of their two games, then the very last game of the group stages might be a cinema that decides the greatest comeback in IPL history. So if Rajasthan, who are they playing? Sorry, where are they?
They're playing LSG and then Mumbai.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's every chance that we could have any sort of team in here. As I said, I've been saying for a little while now, Kolkata's playing fine cricket, right? They may only have three players that I trust, Rob, but those three players can actually win you games.
See, that's what they've got. They're the team, the sort of team that you don't really want to play in a knockout, because you can plan all you want, but if Finn Allen does it, you've lost, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Chak and Narine, if they do it and Allen does it on the same day, you ain't beating them. It's fascinating how this table has constantly spun round, and all the teams fighting for this playoff place can't win. They cannot win a game, and they're playing bad cricket as well. Along, we watched some of the Punjab bowling the other day. All of them are fielding awful.
Yeah.
I think Rajasthan and maybe another team let all their players go home because they had a while between games. I would have had them fielding, man. Like, it's the difference in nearly every game that we talk about. Had this team done a bit of good fielding, they would have won. Drill these guys, make them feel properly, teach them how to stand in the right place. And, you know, Jubay standing there with his feet set in concrete again, not catching one. And then the next ball is fumbled and away they go. They've lost, right? It's a big money league, this, Jared. And doing the basics, I don't care which team you want to pick out of the ones that are scrapping for this fourth place. If any of them had fielded normally in this competition, they would already have qualified. Simple as that.
Yes, fielding normally. And we can ask for nothing. We can ask for nothing that is far less likely to happen than that. It was a strange old game on a strange old pitch. But Sunrisers have got the points. They are they certain? I think they're certain now, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
To go through. Yeah, 100% certain. And CSK, they just sit in that flabby middle. It's an awful flabby middle of this IPL. We will see you again tomorrow for less flabby middles here on Combox.tv. Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.